Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live. Barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then you're possibly listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest place to be, crabdiving.com. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up?
What up? Welcome back from Chicago.
What? Chicago, West Side. Actually, it's North Side. We're from the North Side.
North Side?
I'm no West Side motherfucker. Yes, I was in Chicago. It was fun. It's such a great city. I totally miss it. L.A. sucks so much dick, man. That's the whole time. That's what I was thinking. I was walking around all the great neighborhoods and all the fun little bars.
Except that whole
stuff.
Weather thing, though, right?
Yeah,
I mean, there's still that ball-chillingly cold winter.
It's so
winter.
Fucking cold there. I mean, it wasn't even really, really cold when I was there, but I could tell. I was like, oh, my God. And then one night, this wind was just, like, howling. I mean, it is kind of a bananas. God, Kate, the dog keeps knocking over her fucking dish.
She's flipping the bowl over in the corner of Crab Diving Studios here.
She's
little Jack Russell terror.
Crazy.
Yeah, Jack Russell terrorist.
A terrorist, shit. I mean, you know.
Too bad joke.
Oh, yeah.
No, I shouldn't use that.
No. I mean, you know. By the way, listen to the Midnight Breakfast. Didn't they just put out a new podcast?
Yeah.
All about fucking concerts.
Yeah, perfect timing there with that one. Brand new Midnight Breakfast streaming here on the network.
Shit.
Check crabdiving.com for the schedule.
Schedule.
We're going to be here for the next couple hours, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to communicate with us live.
Hello.
If it's November the 17th.
Yes.
2015.
The year of our Lord.
There you go. You can communicate with us on the Twitter at Crab Diving, one word, crabdiving. You can also toss us a message.
Toss.
At facebook.com
yes.
/crabdiving, where, we don't check the Facebook messages
oh, yeah.
quite as often, but, we'll check occasionally on the Twitter. Yes. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you so much for holding down the Krabby Fort.
Only
the
two.
The Krabby Tower.
On Friday, I let the tower fall.
What do you mean?
I allowed the siege on Friday.
Oh, wait.
Fuck it. I'm not doing a show on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, Fridays are for reruns. You know, fuck off, everybody.
Fridays
yeah,
are for
you
reruns.
Need a long weekend here and there. I mean, God, you don't get any time off. But you could. But great job on the shows. I enjoyed them.
Oh, that's very nice. Like thank very you. Funny. Far humor-free.
Oh, stop
it's just
it.
A ranting moron for
no,
2 hours.
Not. You're not stupid. Do you think?
Well, not.
You're not
I
a
mean,
fucking
I'm not,
moron,
well,
man.
No, but I mean, just blathering.
I've met stupid people.
I met some stupid people.
You know.
How was the trip?
Oh, man, it was great. I saw a Bulls game. Amazing.
Oh, they won also, the I won. Saw. Yeah, I saw that score.
Derrick Rose has a weird fucking face mask on, I guess because he busted his eyebrow bone or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was crazy. I went, my friend.
Like a goalie mask or
oh,
some
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he looks nuts. I went with my friend Gary Mills. By the way, please pick up Gary's book, The Pin Drop Principle.
Where
do you think you're supposed to go to buy that for him? I mean, not Amazon, because then you might. Amazon?
Why not? I guess you could.
Yeah, go to Amazon. Pick up.
Go through our hole, though.
Right.
You don't even have to tickle it first or anything. And just go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
Takes you through to the Amazon, mega store.
Megalithic.
And you can pick up whatever the hell you want, and it doesn't cost you anything. We get a little nibble of whatever you purchase.
Man, Chicago is just gentrified, man.
Really?
It is gentrified as fuck. Your old neighborhood, there's no way you could live there.
Saddens me.
We can't live anywhere we used to live in Chicago. You really know. You fucking can't.
No way my trashy self would be allowed in that area anymore.
No, man. It's all sad. Hipsters. Oh, it's so... I mean, it's neat. There's one... there's this park in Chicago called the 606, and it's a park made from like the old Metra tracks for a train, and it runs straight through Wicker Park. It is so fucking cool.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it's an elevated bike path above the city. It's amazing.
Wow. We don't have one of those here.
We don't have anything like that here in LA.
We don't have any X train tracks.
No, I get it too. You know what? You know why the city sucks? Because most of the people here kind of suck. And so who in their right mind would spend all this time doing things for people that, you know, kind of suck?
Right.
I mean, God, that's so negative. But it's true. Like, there's so many sucky people here. What is up with that, man?
It's an interesting town.
Yeah, of suckage.
I miss Chicago. It'd be right. Nice. The old hometown.
LA's Michael Jordan is a fucking rapist. How do you like that?
I mean,
fuck,
he was never convicted.
How much money did he pay out?
I don't know. He settled it, right?
He fucking did it. Kobe did it.
How dare you? All kinds of shit going on in the world. We know. I guess we can. Do you want to launch into the?
Launch
headlines.
Yeah, by the way, a big shout out to Sarah Cunningham. I met her over the weekend. She's a fan.
Oh, cool.
I was chatting with her. Yeah, she said we could post the picture.
One of your shows.
Yeah, it's way cool.
It's awesome.
That was amazing.
We have a video too, maybe it'll get put up.
Oh god.
Of your set.
Do you think that set was good?
Well, it's different because it was a different format.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't your...
That means it sucked.
No. I mean, it wasn't your normal... You had to tell a story. Like, your normal...
Well, the story was...
my jokes.
Well, a lot of that story is kind of bullshit anyway.
You just made it up. Kind of.
I mean, you know, just because I wanted to use my jokes.
I mean, once you drifted into once you kind of got your obligation done.
Oh, yes.
And then you drifted into your set, then
right.
You started getting more laughs.
Drinking.
You do take a couple of shots at people. Maybe I don't know if you want that.
No, I don't.
Out on the internet.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. Right by your people.
For a private DVD copy of that.
Yeah, it'll be a bonus.
To nothing. that was at this great bar. And I know we're trying to do news, but I got to tell you that the bars in Chicago are just great. I went to a dog bar.
Where
in Wicker Park,
right?
Or Bucktown or somewhere.
I'm thinking probably not illegal.
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
it's just no fucks are given.
There were as many dogs as there were people in there. There was a little Yorkie on a bar stool.
That's licking. On your Instagram.
Did
isn't
you
it?
See that licking yeah. The little shot glass?
That's horrible.
And that dog
drink?
Listen, and then that dog would run out of beer. And let me tell you something. The owner got the old head nod.
Nudge. He's turning his Yorkie into an Alky.
I think all those dogs are drunks.
That's horrible. Don't give your pets alcohol.
Kate likes that whiskey, man. She got her nose in the glass a few times.
If she steals it, that's cool.
Evil.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. I'm not going to Heimlich her after she takes a few laps
You're not going to what?
Some good Heimlich, not Heindlich. Heimlich. I'm not going to do Heindlich either.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a vet, but I don't know if that's... I mean, this...
This reminds me of when I lived in Wisconsin,
yes.
And right near... There's a crane
yeah.
sanctuary. You know, the tall, skinny bird.
Right.
Kind of crane. Sandhill cranes, yes. Specifically in that area. And I remember there was a guy that became semi-famous for a few minutes because they put out a documentary about this breeding program they have there. And what? He actually, like, he dances with the female with the female cranes. And then they artificially inseminate
it. Oh, cut!
But I think he...
Wait a second.
I swear to God, I think he kind of finger-fucked the cranes. Oh, I do. I think they wanted to simulate...
No, that's impossible.
I think they wanted impossible. To simulate...
Biologically.
So that the crane thought it, you know, had actually happened. They're fragile little birdies, birdies. No. And I think he would dance with the crane and kind of, you know...
It's impossible.
Kind of dry-fuck it, and then they would gas it and shoot jizz up its kahoo-hoo or whatever happens. I think that's what happened.
That is not true.
I think that's what happened.
That's okay. There's a few reasons.
I think it was sanctioned. There's a
few fucking reasons that's not true. Number one, I had a bird for years, and we did not know if that bird was indeed a male or female.
Well, but
birds
grab them and check the cloaca.
No, birds are really difficult to sex. It's expensive to do that. And the other thing is,
these are endangered species. This isn't some farmer in Wisconsin who collects cranes and likes to finger fuck them. These are scientists.
Also, I know God, Kate's sticking her fucking nose to the thing. She's going to hang herself on the cable. Jesus. And I know that I did this play. The you remember the cemetery shows I did?
Yes, they were awesome. Okay, Shakespeare in the Cemetery here in Los Angeles.
What's that place called? The Celeb Cemetery? Hollywood Forever.
Yeah, Hollywood
There's
Forever.
All these peacocks and fucking ducks and geese that hang out there. Really mean geese. Like geese the size of tanks.
Those are mean motherfuckers. Yeah,
And by the way, thanks LA. Because this is why LA sucks. Because people go and they feed those birds. They shouldn't. And so now, whenever you get out of your car, these geese come out from the bushes screaming at you because they expect you to have fucking food. If you don't have food, they're just going to yell at you.
I can take one of your kids.
But one time, this is the worst thing ever. These two ducks were mating right next to the stage in the bushes. And it's like when the male ducks have sex with the female ducks, it's horribly unpleasant.
Yeah, don't they have a corkscrew cock or something?
A spiral vagina.
Oh, I don't know. One of the others.
But that's why I think that I'm skeptical that these people artificially inseminate geese or whatever. Or swans.
What do you mean?
I don't believe
sandhill
it.
Cranes.
Are they?
Well, first of all, we don't know what the vagina of a sandhill crane is like. It could be like a beautifully smooth highway.
I mean, that
highway.
Would have to be like a fucking scientist doing that. It can't just be some dude who like breeds fucking cranes.
But it is a scientist.
Oh.
I said it was a sanctuary.
Okay.
And he would do the mating dance with them like God. He was the male crane.
That is so fucking weird.
And they would walk up to him and give him a little diddlage, I think.
What did you do today?
smell my finger.
Right. Give me my swan strap on.
Smells like crane.
Oh, what a horrible. That's a horrible day at work. Isn't that why you hire people?
Yeah, yes.
You run a business.
I guess he's into it.
Jeez. What a creep. That guy's a creep.
No, he's not. He's protecting an endangered species.
Wouldn't that be like by
because the cranes
how about
don't,
not raping
they
them.
Don't want to fuck each other.
Yeah,
so.
He's raping an endangered species. That's horrible.
But it's in the name of
good. Oh my
he's
God!
Not raping. It's consensual. They
rape
dance
in
first.
In the name of good.
They dance first. And then he Cosby's them. We should talk about some news or something.
Oh shit! I forgot to check Twitter.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, November 17th.
The year of our Lord!
15?
Oh, shit.
This is the year of our Lord, 2015.
Spilled fucking coffee.
Coffee has been spilled. over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
It's they.
Huffington Post.
Look, you stupid.
And Germs, the headline says, passport plot?
What?
Question mark?
Oh, is this that fucking, is this the Paris attacks?
It is.
Oh, man.
French police.
Oui, oui.
Le popo de François. Are
zut alors.
Hunting for, or as they say there, hunting.
Hunting.
You know, this is such a bad time to bring this up, but you know, one of my favorite movies ever. I'm not. Peter, what's his name?
Rabbit?
No. Peter.
Fonda?
Peter Sellers. I mean, is there anything better than him being Clouseau?
Oh, no, yeah.
That is like the, I got to rent those and watch them again.
Probably not what's going on right now.
No, in honor of the French people. I mean, what? That celebrates French culture. The fucking Pink Panther, does it not?
It absolutely does.
Yes. Inspector Clouseau, sympathetic, French, smart.
That police chief of his that goes nuts and turns into his arch rival, spoiler alert, is really so amazing. French police are hunting for a second fugitive who's believed to be directly involved in the deadly attacks in Paris.
What a dickhead.
And France is also has also made the unprecedented demand that the European Union allies support its military action against the Islamic State group. I guess they've been bombing
the living fuck out of people.
The merd out of them, yeah.
Did you see John Oliver's thing?
I did, yeah. Fuck them. Fuck that. Yeah, it's great.
They're fucking assholes.
I think that's on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, shit.
Now, I guess they found one of these passports.
Yes.
They're saying that a Syrian passport was found with one of the attackers.
Oh, man.
And the name on the passport was Ahmad al-Mohammed. But they think, get this.
Yes.
One of Alex Jones's favorite terms.
Oh, God.
They think it might be a false flag.
Who's they?
Might be a false flag.
Who thinks
the
that?
The German investigators and the interior minister there said that they think it may have been a false flag intended to make Europeans fearful of refugees. ISIS or Daesh.
Right.
As people are calling them now because they hate it. And they want to be called ISIS, and they're like, fuck it. It's not a recognized Islamic state, so Europe has decided, fuck you, we're not going to call you ISIS or ISIL.
What are they calling
them? Daesh.
What does that mean?
D-A-E-S-H.
Daesh.
I think it's an acronym.
Yes.
And it stands for, well.
We don't know.
Dawlat al-Islamiya fa al-Iraq wa al-Sham.
Okay. Daesh, everybody. Doesn't matter. It's Daesh.
Translates into the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant.
Good
fucking
God.
Even Secretary of State Kerry has started using the name.
Yeah.
The French started using it. Some Arab politicians are starting to use it. The acronym has a negative meaning because it sounds similar to the Arabic word, which means sowers of discord, which are enemies of Islam. So ISIS or Daesh doesn't like that name.
Okay.
So the French, to give them a little tweak,
call him Daesh
in the twunks, are calling him Daesh.
Tweak my twunks.
Just because they don't like it. And now Kerry started using it.
Oh, he's getting upset. It always makes me laugh. Think about old, rich, white people being, you know, I am extremely put out.
Right.
It's funny to me. I don't know.
Dawlat al-Islamiya fa'al-Iraq wa al-Sham.
Do you think John Kerry will continue to be Secretary of State after Obama's term is up?
No. Don't don't they usually?
No, you know, Obama kept the Republican dude that was in there under Bush.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if Kerry and Clinton get along that well, probably, on paper.
Maybe they hate you. I just assume they.
Who knows?
You know what? It's funny. I just assume old rich people all like each other. Yeah,
why
not?
Old rich politicians.
Oh, yeah.
Who have many, many years of battling each other.
We don't even know half the shit.
Fucking each other in the back alley, figuratively.
Oh, I wonder if it would surprise us as to who the biggest asshole in government is. Like the biggest asshole lawmaker, executive, whatever. The biggest dick.
You mean like in personality wise, or you mean just like that, or
I bet it would be less surprising.
Nobody
to find
likes
out
Ted Cruz.
Who the nicest person was. Because I'm not gonna be shocked, to know Ted Cruz is the biggest asshole.
Yeah.
Shocker.
And I hear like Lindsey Graham. We talk about Lindsey Graham a lot, and everybody says Lindsey is like the funnest guy to hang nicest guy and fun guy to hang
Absolutely,
out with.
Absolutely, man.
But this new crowd of lunatics like Ted Cruz and these mad hatters in the House of Taints down in the this minority of Republicans that came in, they're not a likable crowd. I don't think they're not ones that will go and have a bipartisan lunch because they feel that and they've sown this themselves.
If
there's a picture of them having a waffle with a Democrat, it's gonna get shown in the hometown rag.
Oh yeah,
and some other lunatic is gonna come up and say, "Look, he's eating with a Democrat. Why isn't he poisoning it? Why didn't he shit on the guy's plate?"
Oh yeah, that's so funny. And you also gotta wonder like what they have on each other. That's always interesting to me. Like who has pictures of who with the ball gag and the Boy Scout uniform?
Oh right. And, you know, they're just debating when, how, what's the best time to use it.
Oh, sure.
To use that shit. Like that McCarthy.
Yes.
Who was going to possibly be the
McCarthy.
Take over. Kevin McCarthy was going to take over for the orange guy that cries all the time. Yeah. Speaker of the horse.
Now it's what's his fuck? Paul.
Eddie Munster Ryan.
Paul Ryan. Oh, I saw him interviewed on 60 Minutes this weekend. God, he is
terrifying.
A little creep.
Yeah.
And his wife is weird too. It's just a whole bunch of fucking weirdness. Creepy, dude.
But with Kevin McCarthy, right? When he was basically, it was looking like he was going to get it. And then all of a sudden that one guy from Georgia put out that open letter to the House that said, you know, before we hastily make our decisions, anyone that may have any skeletons in their closet reconsider.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden the next day, Kevin McCarthy was like,
geez.
I really don't feel like running.
What came out about him? Was it a sex scandal or something?
Well, allegedly that he's banging one of the Renee Elmers.
Renee?
Yeah, from North Carolina, who beat North Carolina, South Carolina.
Is Renee
Carolina?
Like a Renee a dude or is Renee a lady?
It's a she.
Boring.
And she was the one that beat Clay Aiken.
Oh, okay.
That's the only way I know her.
Oh, fuck. I got to tell you, if I was a career politician and some little fuck from American Idol was my competition and I lost, I would eat a bottle of fucking pills and just open up a vein in the hot tub. Fuck that. I got beat by motherfucking Clay Aiken. Fuck you. Oh, that would be so brutal. Ooh. God, what a bunch of dickheads.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, is that there may be some shenanigans or calling false flag that the ISIL Daesh assholes may have just planted a Syrian passport on one of the attackers to get people to turn against these refugees. That's what they want. They want all these millions of refugees to loathe the West for not helping them.
Yeah, they're making it so they can't.
So ISIS, and ISIS is pissed at these people too.
Fuck them.
Who bailed on Syria. They don't like them because they've bailed. They didn't stay and turn ISIS-y. It's just a big cauldron of just boiling diarrhea there. It's so horrific,
you know,
and crazy.
Just to add a little layer, not really a layer into this story, but I just got it. I'm looking. I'm sorry. I'm splitting my focus. I got a text regarding work, and it's about like knowing where
acupressure.
Where the acupressure appointment is. And I can't. Apparently, it's hard to locate in this mini mall. It's You know, it's very important.
Good Lord. Well, somebody send a somebody send a tack team.
Yeah. Send a team to this
Silicon Valley.
Yes.
So important. So that this acupressure clinic can be found. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see. Let's dumb it down.
Oh, Xenophobia USA.
And let's see what the headline. Well, yeah, although yesterday it was. Oh, they're not going to say this is a false flag.
Oh, yeah.
Drudge ain't going to run that story because Drudge
wants it to be real.
And all the assholes of the right hate the Syrian refugees just as much as the assholes in Europe do. And want us to close, you know, all these governors.
Oh, I see.
We're not going to allow them in.
We aren't. How many refugees are here? 10,000?
I don't know what the number is going to be. But I guess they're already saying that these asshole states, it started with, we tweeted out, it started with Alabama. The governor of Alabama was like, we're taking them here. And we tweeted out, why would they want to go from one oppressive extremist religious regime to another?
We here at Crab Diving would like to congratulate Alabama on consistently being just total fucking cunts about everything. I don't know how you're able to do it. Every time you come through with, you're just such a dick.
Total cunt.
Every time. Gay marriage, all of it. They suck. How is one place on the wrong side of every issue in history? That's who Alabama is. Right? What else would they be?
A good football team.
I mean, think about
college
it.
College football team. Yeah.
Think about it like this. Say you wanted to write a history book on Alabama and try to paint them as sympathetic and try to write around, like, you got to write around all the racism and shit. How would you do it? All I'm saying, Alabama is known for, there is nothing it's known for except racism. Isn't that amazing? And xenophobia. And hate. It's true.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Fuck you!
And homophobia.
Yes!
So let's see what the Drudgies are all a Twitter about. And the headline says, terror fear hits Germany.
Oh, shit.
Of course, be afraid, be very afraid.
Yay!
Right underneath it says STD record levels.
Shit.
The headline, Germany-Netherlands match called off shortly before kickoff.
Oh, my God.
The friendly soccer game between Germany and the Netherlands was canceled at short notice due to the serious threat of an attack at the stadium on Tuesday. They got a bomb threat about an hour beforehand.
Oh, my God.
Fortunately, it turned out to be a false alarm, but they canceled a soccer match. A footy match.
A footy match. Is that what they call it?
A football, yeah.
Do they call it footy?
Yeah.
Do they really call it a footy match?
Well, you know, casually.
That's weird.
Footy.
Footy. Footsie. It's just strange, that's all. A footy match.
It says at first, they found an object even. Oh, it first turned out to be harmless.
That's the worst part about all this shit. No. The worst part is all the fucking horrible blowing up of shit, but then like everybody's scared. It just sucks.
Well, did you see Uncle Nipples finally
Nipples
pulled off the pasties and showed that?
Oh my God!
And announced that the airliner that was brought down, over Egypt,
right,
was a blown up. That they've discovered. They analyzed all the shit and they discovered TNT.
Okay.
And they estimate that a 2-pound bomb
found its way onto that fucking plane.
Found its way onto that plane.
Oh my God.
Made it go kaboom in the sky.
Oh, shit.
So now I guess they're looking at grounds crews and arresting people at the grounds crew and all that kind of shit. It's horrible. All kinds of horribleness going on.
Oh, God. I just flew. I hate it so much. It's so fucking horrible. So turbulent. I mean, I'm not comparing my flight to that flight because my flight made it. I'm just saying I hate it.
I had no crackers.
You know what? This one dude is sitting next to me. He's bitching the whole time about his little unit. It was inset into the back of your seat where you watch TV and all that shit. By the way, yeah. American Airlines has nothing. Nothing to watch for free that's worth one fucking shit. There's one mouse that comes on that teaches you how to spell. And then the other thing is like movies coming soon.
Speaking of Alabama... they watch the mouse show that teaches them how to spell.
Oy. Oh yeah.
Did you get to eat? Was there food or did they charge $80 for anything?
No, fuck that. No, it's all expensive. You can get a bag of Cheez-Its for $4. They can suck a dick.
Then you took a picture of the menu.
Dumb.
Wasn't it $4?
Yeah.
For one of those little tiny 3-inch tall stacks,
yes,
of
it's ridiculous.
Pringles,
they
chips.
Listen, I mean, they leave not one red cent on the fucking table. American Airlines, not one red fucking cent. Is that racist? Red cent. The etymology of that, is it really?
No, I don't think so.
It's not like a Native American slur or something. It doesn't have any sort of.
Or
I bet it's racist.
Communist slur.
I mean, it comes from our culture. It absolutely. Has to be racist.
Yeah, if it's negative and English. I'm so proud of our accomplishments.
Stop saying that. Stop saying red sin. I'll stop saying it too. We'll make the world a better place. Right?
Right. That's what's important. Stop saying red sin. So I've got a clip here.
Fuck you.
That's the headline over at the Drudge Report, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, what about Alabama?
Oh, wait, STDs. Didn't I want to check that STD story?
Oh, how about that Charlie Sheen? Jeez.
Speaking of Charlie Sheen, knocked me over with a feather. The headline under that says, a U.S. sexually transmitted diseases epidemic is increasing.
Perfect.
And the most common infection?
What is it?
Three guesses?
Oh, okay. Syphilis. It has to be syphilis. Crabs? Is it crabs?
Wait a second.
That'll be awesome.
You're saying your first guess is?
Crabs. I want it to be crabs so fucking bad. Crabs. Fuck.
We're sorry.
Okay. What is syphilis? No, it had all those fucking billboards saying we have the most syphilis on the fucking planet.
Well, I'm just saying it's not according to this story.
Is gonorrhea? Is it gonorrhea? Gonorrhea for the circle?
Most common one that has risen to record levels.
Fuck you.
Your third guess.
Okay.
Is
okay.
Gonorrhea.
AIDS. And, AIDS. Give me AIDS.
No.
Show me AIDS.
How about show me?
Wait. Chlamydia. It has to be. It's the only one left. Yes.
There you go. Chlamydia.
I would like to thank the Academy.
Reported cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis have all increased in 2014.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
What?
I'm just talking about last year's total of more than 1.4 million.
Of what?
Was the highest
gonorrhea?
Chlamydia Christ, was the highest so number of annual
disgusting.
Cases.
Ugh. By the way, if anybody's having lunch, sorry. We should we get an STD podcast? I mean, is that something we should fucking have? I'm kind of thinking maybe.
Most gonorrhea and chlamydia infections were in the 15 to 24-year-old range.
Oh, great. Kids are disgusting.
They're tindering it up.
Evidence. Oh, is it? Is it Steve Jobs? Do we have Steve Jobs to thank for this fucking...
There was a article not that long ago that allegedly...
The glut of chlamydia.
Some Brits did a study, and they're claiming that, yes, that...
Steve Jobs.
That your Tinders and your Grinders...
Great.
And your muff rubbers are contributing and actually increasing the number of... STDs or STIs, shit. Whatever the hell you want to call them. Itchy
get off your
bits.
Fucking iPhones. Go get AIDS the old-fashioned way.
Right. Go get drunk first.
Right.
And then get it.
Yeah. It's located by GPS. It's kind of weird. You know, I think what that case sort of points to the fact that as a society, for us to progress, we really got to get these fuckbots in action. You know what I mean? I mean, that would, if we had the sex robots, that would put an end.
Give those viruses too.
Not like that. I mean, what do you mean? Norton.
No, just somebody programs your fuckbot to snap your schwang off.
It all of a sudden is like you put the code in for deploy dentata.
You're right. Fatality.
Oh, man. Imagine that product recall. That's the worst. Like, if your fuckbot has some kind of issue where it, you know, starts melting penises or something.
Well, yeah, what kind of...
There's no way you're going to repair your reputation. You're right. I mean, imagine
all catastrophic breakdowns could happen with the fuckbot.
Well, listen, by the way, we don't know. There's stories of fleshlights. We don't know what the long-term exposure to fleshlights are. It could be cancer of the... There could be some penis skin cancer, right? Some shit. We don't know. We don't know what the long-term effects are.
Speaking of not knowing, this was up on our Facebook. I've got a couple of clips of this idiot. We haven't heard from this person in a while, and it's always good for a revisit. You know, some people sometimes are saying, why do you give this person more air?
Fuck you, it's funny.
Well, and we're not.
Yeah.
We're making fun of others that have already aired this person.
Yeah, critic. How else are we supposed to talk about these people? We can't play their funny fucking clips. Right?
Right.
It's funny.
Plus, she's still desperately trying to remain relevant. And I think it's very important to remind ourselves that in the last presidential election, this person was chosen as vice president.
No.
As the vice presidential candidate of the goddamn Republican fucking party.
Really is so fucked up.
And we're talking, of course, about Sarah Palin. Well, this is some... She did some interview. I don't know. It looks like she's in her fucking house. You know, it's all... there's flags everywhere.
Why
is... sight and...
Is Trigg standing on the cat?
Right.
I got tankers. Got his foot on my gerbil. So,
here, the interviewer asked her... Sarah Palin,
yeah,
about Bible Spice. I love when people call her that.
Are they like in the backyard? Are they racing dirt bikes or jumping cars or something?
They're in her living room.
They're all monsters. Are their shirts off? Are they beating the fuck out of each other?
Here's Sarah Palin. Here's
monsters.
Her opinion. It's just her. Her opinion of the Bernie Sanders.
Oh, God. Fuck her.
Popularity of Bernie Sanders? I get such a kick out of him. He really does remind me of one of my uncles. And, you know, you hear that he's like the uncle who maybe lives in your attic and you, comes down once in a while in order to entertain at a party. But so...
She's really... She's really... She turned into a cartoon character of herself.
What is she talking about?
She's not making eye contact.
It's not making any sense.
With this interviewer, and she's like... Oh, and you know, and she's making these weird faces. It's really like she's become a caricature of the lunatic character that Tina Fey played.
I know.
On fucking Saturday Night.
Well, wait. Now she's talking about the iconic figure of the crazy uncle that lives in your attic.
And when he comes down, and, you know, and I don't know.
Who the fuck has an uncle living in their fucking attic? What is up with that? Yeah.
I think we should check her attic.
I know. We're checking everyone's attic. There's a fucking old socialist up there.
Some old socialist. And franking it up in the upper...
Bernie Sanders just seems silly. Hey, listen, Sarah. Say what you want about Bernie. I want to see you keep a smile on your face while he's describing your ass. I don't think it's going to be that fucking flattering.
Oh, he'll be very diplomatic.
Well, yeah, but he's, you know...
I don't agree with her.
Yeah, I think she's fucking stupid.
Bernie Unleashed would be funny. Like Bernie.
Bernie,
she's a fucking twat. I hate her.
That would be great. Today on Crab Diving, we got Bernie Sanders high.
She's a moron.
I get the uncle who maybe lives in your attic and he comes down once in a while in order to entertain at a party. So... I get a kick out of him.
To entertain at a party.
Bernie Sanders? Why would you think he's
unbolt
like...
Unbolt the attic.
Hey, Bernie.
We're having tea.
Hey, throw Bernie the accordion. Right. Hey, dance, Bernie. Do a little dance there.
Don't you hate airlines?
Oh, yeah. Bernie.
Doesn't
Bernie!
Anybody hate to fly?
Do you type five?
Yeah. How about those onion rings?
He, too, is he's candid, right? I mean, he is a socialist, though, so hills to the no would I ever want him running our country. He is a socialist, but...
Holy fuck.
Hells to the no.
Oh, God. She is just a tremendous, and I mean this in the nicest way, piece of fucking white trash.
She's really. I mean,
spectacularly white trash, honestly. Hells to the nose.
And she's wearing.
Hells to the nose.
To describe, she's wearing some kind of sweater with, like. Like, dude. Shiny scales. She looks like...
Hells to the nose could have been a heartbeat away.
She looks like it's something from... She's wearing something from Game of Thrones.
Hells to the nose!
She's got little, like... I mean, it's really bizarre. God. She looks like some kind of Bible dragon.
What's fucking wrong with her?
I think it's refreshing, especially for the Democrat Party, to be able to...
Democrat Party. Notice?
I think it's refreshing.
Democrat Party.
Kind of get to know more a personality like that, be a little bit entertained.
Who the fuck does she think he is, Sammy Davis Jr.? I mean, he is not an entertainer. There's nothing entertaining about Bernie. You know what's entertaining about Bernie Sanders? He says a lot of shit that makes sense. That's it.
Yeah,
honestly.
That's how they're trying to paint him, though, on the right, is that this daffy, this crazy daffy socialist, your crazy uncle who lives in the attic.
You know what he seems?
And her calling somebody.
Smart.
Her calling somebody the crazy daffy relative.
Fuck you. Honestly. Fuck everyone. That's such an unfair characterization of him. That's just, fuck her.
In another interview from ABC, this is from today, hot off the presses, right?
Oh, yes.
From the steaming vagina of the media.
Yummy.
They were talking about and if you do have any kind of pacemaker device or heart condition, they're talking about the possibility of her running for anything again.
Oh my God. Right. No, I think she should run for president.
Here she is.
Sarah Palin, the former governor of Alaska and Republican vice presidential candidate, has a brand new book out of devotional, Italy Reflections on Life, Politics, and Faith.
Good we got to get
you.
It.
Thank you so much. Awesome to see you.
I love all the pictures that we have, the montage behind you of your family. Yeah. We were just showing all the places that we've been over the 40 years.
1 second.
I still remember Wasilla, Alaska.
What fucking television program is this?
ABC, Good Morning America. Oh, that's God. Robin Roberts.
They're looking at the pictures of her stupid family. Oh, look, there's all the people that when they go to a party, all take their shirts off and beat the shit out of each other. That's nice.
I don't recognize Twunk without his shirt. With his shirt on.
Going there a few years ago to be with your family.
You
were
such a good sport. You're out there on the snow machines, you know, all geared up.
You got to do it.
Tough woman.
You got to do it. It is a beautiful book. I told you that my family, we've read the book.
I'm really surprised they sent the Negro up to interview me in Alaska.
Is she African-American?
Robin Roberts, yeah.
And she did she actually just tell Sarah Palin that she read her fucking book and read her kids that book?
She had to for work.
She said she read her family that book. Oh, I don't bullshit. Bullshit, you liar.
No. You got to do
tough
it.
Tough woman. You got to
do it. It is a beautiful book. I told you that my family read devotional Streams in the Desert for many, many years. Yeah. I want to talk to you about
liar!
That.
Liar!
You made some news over the weekend. You said you would be willing to run again. Mm-hmm. What is it? What would it take to get you back into politics? And do you have an eye on any particular office?
No particular office, but what it would take is just knowing that the American public would be ready for, again, someone going rogue, you know, and calling it like they see it.
I want someone, you know, going rogue and calling it like it's
you.
It.
Fucking asshole, Liv, sitting at home. Get out and fucking vote, you cunts. Honestly, you got to go vote. Because this is who is out there lurking in the fucking, how terrifying.
This is,
she's so stupid.
She's just waiting for the call. She's waiting for the finger of the Lord.
Go rogue. I want to go rogue.
Waiting for the finger of the Lord to pull himself out of Ben Carson's orifice and slip it back into
hers. I wish she would go rogue and run into fucking traffic. How disappointing. How disgusting. And I don't believe that. Do you believe that fucking reporter?
What?
Do you believe her? that over the years her and her family have enjoyed that book?
Well, she's...
Liar!
Maybe she's really Jesus-y.
And, liar.
And the one snake oil manual that Sarah Palin put out to rake in some bucks from,
she's a,
from a dumb public was her a book of devotionals.
It's hard for me to believe that a wealthy journalist is going to read that shit. Trashy book of Sarah. I haven't seen the book.
I don't think Sarah wrote them. I think she probably compiled some devotionals. I don't think.
But you think it's stupid?
I love to think of the Lord as I'm laying there and I'm washing the wolf's blood that splashed up from the when I was helicoptering them and killing them and shooting them from.
Yeah, I got to tell you something though. If she did write those devotionals, Crab Diving needs a copy. Somebody send us one because.
Oh, I don't want to copy that.
No, if she read, if she wrote the devotionals.
Oh, if she wrote
don't you
them,
want to
yeah.
read those? There's no way. There's no way she wrote those. God,
unruly woman on Boston-bound jet arrested after trying to open exit door mid-flight.
Yeah. Oh God, take her out. Take her the fuck out. Great. Could you imagine how bumpy would the plane get in the midair if the exit door popped open?
Well, and you just can't.
Why?
You can't because of the pressure. You just can't.
I don't understand what you mean by that. What if it blew out?
They're sealed. You can't.
If it blew out, we would all get sucked out of the fucking plane.
But they pull in.
Uh-huh.
And you can't...
I gotta fucking tell you, if that happened on a plane I was on, I would shit my pants 7 times.
It's not like you're driving in a Toyota and you just pop the door open. It doesn't work that way. Nonetheless, you restrain the person who's trying to open.
God, I was sitting behind this person that this older lady, she's probably in her 60s. She was firing off all these. I could see I wasn't snooping, but she's firing off all these emails. She's an executive type, and after she got all her business done, man, 4 fucking windows went open on that laptop, and she got the Wi-Fi on the plane apparently because she was going through like ourtime.com. All these like dating services.
Oh.
I was watching, I couldn't see it all what she was typing, but I could tell she was having chats with like 5 different people and not even like, it was like a job for her.
It's a real woman.
Dude, she was.
No, I mean, it's a real woman on a dating site. What the hell?
Hell yeah, man. She's like, brr, 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 brr.
It was like a unicorn.
Yeah. She was impressed. I mean, windows were just popping open and closing and messages were flying in and out of there. Listen.
No. Click,
no wonder gonorrhea is all over the fucking place.
Maybe she's on that. I can't think of the name of it. There's a new dating site that's getting a lot of shit because it's only for. Rich, good-looking people.
Oh, okay.
And there's a couple of owners that like they vet you. Like they want to see your picture. Yeah, and they want
show me your white card.
horrible.
Fuck you. Fuck you, dating service.
So there you go.
Somehow
we ended up there from the sexually transmitted.
Speaking of that, the Daily Upper Decker, they do a podcast for us. It comes out every Wednesday. There's a new one.
Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific.
That's right. Hilarious. And they have a website, dailyupperdecker.com. And I personally think this is the best Charlie Sheen headline. I like this one. Wild Thing Rick Vaughn has the AIDS virus, and here's who else should be worried. I think that's funny.
Yeah, a significant story headline. Tonight, I'm sure, on the Hollywood Hick, although the one section I listened to was Brent yelling about multiple videos opening up on the video screen. But tonight, a brand new episode, 7 p.m. Pacific, ladies and gentlemen, 10 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. A brand new sparkling What Would Dolly Do episode of the Hollywood Hick.
Right.
And I'm sure he covers the Charlie Sheen revelation.
What do we got to do to drop a recorder in his car in the morning so we can get the audio at least?
Well, he's talked about
him driving.
Yeah, he's talked about possibly recording as he's driving, but I don't know.
I don't want him to change the show. I love his show the way it is, but that's another show.
Oh, you want a second show?
Yeah, I want a second show. And I don't want him to worry about headlines and news. I just want him focusing that rage on whoever
hidden camera kind
whoever of has it coming.
I've got a story. A story.
I don't know. Man, he's got more stories about like adversarial encounters with famous people than anybody I know. Brent.
Yes.
Like, there was that one story with
Faye Dunaway.
Yeah, that's funny.
Do you want to hear?
Yeah. What?
Well, okay. Yesterday.
This just in.
I played just a fucking spectacular Glenn.
Oh, yeah. I miss Glenn Beck, man.
Where he, clip where he was crowing about the fact that every one of his ridiculous scrawlings upon the chalkboards back at Fox came true.
Yummy.
He ended up saying that he was, you know, here's the end of it. Here's the last few seconds of this.
But everything I have been talking to you about since September 11th, I know that we've had signs here.
He's talking to his kids, by the way. He's like, I told my kids.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Sorry, kids. But everything I have been talking to you about since September 11th, I know that we've had signs here and there that it was beginning or it was getting closer. But I'm sorry, kids. Everything that I have seen coming, the storm has now arrived. It's time to grow up.
It's time to grow up.
You know what I would pay to see? I would pay a lot of money to see him. Now, I want him to play Gene Wilder's character in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Willy Wonka.
He would make a great Willy Wonka.
He might.
I mean, it would be nuts.
He might.
Glenn Beck plays Willy Wonka. I can pick, you know how sometimes like stars, you know, end of their career, they'll do some Broadway shit, you know?
Break into song.
Could see Glenn Beck playing Willy Wonka. I think it would be great.
Oh, he would be way into that.
He is batshit crazy. He is nuts. It's all come true,
and
children.
Well, here's a little bit of
creepy.
Here's a little bit of Glenn talking about what's going on in the world today.
The march towards fascism will hasten. Quite honestly, I think this is going to help Donald Trump because
hastens.
See, this is interesting.
It's very dramatic.
He thinks the fascism is coming from us.
Oh, yes. Well, of course it is.
That it's coming from the left, that we're going to go after the churches and force them all to start butt-fucking each other.
Right. There will be forced.
Sure. Butt-fuckery.
Mandatory butt-fuckery in every denomination of every Christian church mandated.
When I've got a clip coming up in a minute. From Fox News, you talk about fascism. It's
right.
Like
gay fascism.
Here's the menu right here. Here we go.
And will hasten. Quite honestly, I think this is going to help Donald Trump because Donald Trump is tapping into anger. Not to say that Donald Trump is a fascist. I'm just saying that anyone who taps into the anger, into the Bubba effect, will in time go through the roof.
The Bubba effect. Who has been
who
Bubba-ing?
Yes,
for years now.
Hello,
more than this idiot.
I mean, isn't this irony? I mean, you know, don't you think?
Yeah, it's just amazing disconnect.
He has the nerve to say that the liberals are taking advantage of stupid people. Is that what he's getting at? Kind of. Well,
I don't think he's
fuck off.
I don't think he's a Donald Trump fan. It sounds like,
yeah.
He's a Ted Cruz fan, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody exploits a stupid, it is the GOP. I mean, fuck off.
Great sweater he's got on, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, let me see.
It's three layers. He's got a Oxford shirt on, buttoned to the collar, oddly enough. No tie.
He looks strange.
A sweater vest on over that, and then another sweater on.
Right.
Over that kind of like a Western theme sweater with one of those poofy.
You know, I think what you're describing is the standard asshole uniform of America. He looks like an. I just saw him. He just looked like that's an asshole. He's a fucking quintessential asshole.
In time, go through the roof. Conditions also. I have been saying this for a while. I hate even saying this, but I'm telling you, I have a very strong feeling that next year will be 1968 all over again. We are going to be ripe for assassinations.
No!
Massive instability is coming our way.
Bobby Kennedy in 68, right?
Oh, yes.
Massive. Might be next year. Might be 24 months. It might never happen. I don't know.
Oh, it might not.
Wait a second.
See, this is how he's the Mr. Super Soothsayer.
Yeah. I mean,
from Jesus. He says, maybe this will happen. Maybe this will happen. Maybe this will happen. I don't know. Maybe none of it will happen. And then 5 years from now, he's going to go back and play the one tiny fucking sentence where he said, this is going to happen. And he's going to be like, look,
yeah,
let me bathe you in my semen.
Oh, yes.
I am the word. I have been given the gift of prescience.
This Christmas, give the gift of the Glenn Beck semen bath. That's horrible. I mean, you think he has a day where he just shoots those? He goes, okay, I'm gonna dedicate a whole weekend. It's an extra weekend, guys. I'm gonna pay you overtime. We're all gonna come in the studio, and I'm going to make 357,000 predictions, and we're gonna lay them all down.
Do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked?
Hey, where's Christian? How's he doing?
Is he okay? Oh, he's fine, really. He's not into Christmas.
I wonder if Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas is going to go back into the theaters.
Fuck you. No, probably not.
I don't think so.
What theaters would they go in?
I don't know.
If I had a ton of money and I owned a chain of yanking theaters, I would put that Kirk Cameron
yanking
movie in there.
Theaters?
Yes, you know.
Leave the floors all sticky.
Sure.
Cummy smelling.
Who's that guy? Fred Willard.
Oh, poor, you know? Fred Willard.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up, but don't you think it'd be funny if somebody distributed the Kirk Cameron movie in all the jack off theaters?
It was like a double feature or a triple feature.
Oh, shit.
Sandwiched in between two gay porns.
Oh, yeah. God, don't you think that would be... Let's write a spec. I got a great idea for a spec. For right. Walking Dead. But it takes place in... these guys are... They're held up from the zombies in like one of those old adult seedy porn theaters. And there's all these zombie jackers.
Oh, no.
So fucking stupid.
Massive instability is coming our way. Might be next year. Might be 24 months. It might never happen. I don't know. We have a pretty good track record.
God, he's bananas. We have a pretty good predicting things? Is that what he means?
Of fucking things up.
Oh, yes.
I think.
Oh, okay.
Is what he means.
Speaking of fucking things up, by the way, my mother just texted me. She said who was that journalist that I was saying was a big fat liar? I have to recant that.
Which journalist were you saying was a big fat liar?
The one who was talking to Sarah Palin.
Oh, I don't know who she was.
Whatever. Anyway, I apologize to her and her family. My mom said she didn't say they read Palin's book. She said they used to read Streams in the Desert, an old famous devotional book.
Oh, literally. That's Robin Roberts.
Right, Robin. I'm so sorry. This is Ryan here, the Crab Diving Network.
I was listening. Remiss.
I'm sorry. You're not a big fat liar. You're very honest and trim.
And brave for going up and riding snow machines with Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you say snow machines or you're a poser.
Let me tell you something. Those Alaskans with their AT vehicles are hardcore. When I was there, I went with my brother and my mom probably didn't want to hear this. But I climbed on this four-wheeler and we were just flying across this pasture. It was snow-covered. Jeffrey was surfing on the back in the middle of the fucking night and nobody could see jack shit. And they asked me, like, do you want to take a turn? No. I was on the back of the four-wheeler. I mean, I was scared enough. Hey, there's no point to that story. Who cares? Fascinating.
I've got... What else do we have? I've got a reaction here from Our Lady of Perpetual Butthurt.
Yay!
Todd Starnes. This whole just demonization of the Syrian refugees and all things Muslim is playing right into ISIS's hands. It's exactly what they want to happen. And the Republicans don't give a fuck. All our side is screaming, no, don't
piss on the Syrian refugees. That's what ISIS wants.
Yes.
No, don't.
You have to remind the Germans of that.
Don't set fire to any mosques here in the States. Don't, Donald Trump, think that we should, yeah, take a look at Syria, take a serious look at maybe closing some of these mosques.
Oh, yeah.
This is what ISIS wants, because it's going to turn us against all the Muslim people.
Oh, right.
And then therefore turn the Muslim people against us.
Right.
And then ISIS says, come join us. Come suck the ISIS titty.
My God. What Donald Trump said about Paris and their gun laws.
Oh,
God. I mean, it's so predictable. It is so fucking predictable.
They lined up. Each one of them said something horrific. Something just horrible.
Right.
Here is, strangely, there must not be a fake war on Christmas story to get his little Schwanson pickle hard.
Schwanson pickle. Schwanson pickle. I know. I am. There's no doubt that was like a supporting character on Hogan's Heroes. Schwanson pickle.
Lieutenant Schwanson pickle.
Hogan. Schwanson pickle.
Here is Toddley Starnes.
Oh, this guy sucks.
Is on doing a radio show.
Svanson Pickard.
I don't know. This is a St. Louis radio host, Jamie Allman. I don't know.
Jamie Allman.
About this.
Oh, my God.
This is obviously.
Is that a radio name?
This has to be a right-wing batshit crazy.
Jamie Allman. That is the shittiest, douchiest name ever.
Allman. Like Allman Brothers.
Again, I'd like to apologize. But you said Allman like the nut.
No.
Hey, fuck you, Billy Cashew. Yeah. Billy Cashew!
It's Bobby Pistachio coming at you, ladies and gentlemen.
You're no William Pecan.
It's Bobby Pistachio and the Little Peanut shooting at you in the morning here, doing drive time.
Hey, Little Marky Walnuts, fuck you.
Here's the interview. Todd Starnes with Jamie Allman talking about...
Yes.
President Obama.
You know what? I want to believe that Muslim, that Islam is the religion of peace. I want to believe that. But Jamie, I just want someone to show me the video of the tens of thousands of Muslims marching in the streets condemning what happened in Paris.
Show me the video, Jamie.
Like the tens of thousands of Christians marching in the streets when or white people marching in the streets when Dylann Roof shot up a bunch of black people in that church not that long ago.
I don't think that's a fair request upon some of these white people. You want them to march?
But he wants to see, he wants the entire Muslim world to go out and march.
Oh,
meanwhile,
yeah.
They are. Do you think there's not Muslims in the thousands of people that are marching in Paris right now? You fucking asshole. They targeted Muslim people. And by the way, ISIS has killed tens of thousands more Muslims than anybody else.
Jeez.
They kill Muslims.
I the outrage should be there.
I want to see where they were marching after 9/11. And there aren't any videos. And that concerns me. That concerns me that there aren't Muslims, you know, en masse.
So listen to how insidious this.
That concerns me, Pat.
And he's such a the way he talks is just such a cartoon. This concerns me.
That really concerns me.
I'm worried. I don't see them marching. This concerns me. But listen to how evil that is.
Oh yeah.
All these people listening are like, oh yeah.
Oh yes, it concerns me too, Jamie.
Evil Muslims. They don't care.
I've got a big boner.
There's one down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a Muslim family down there.
I'm calling the police.
We better set fire to their house.
Yeah.
This is what these people are inciting.
Right. Don't you feel like, have you ever heard Bill Maher's whole thing on this?
Well, he's wrong.
About Islam. I think so, too. I heard him talking about it on the fucking TV this week on his show. And
I talked about it a little bit yesterday. This new atheist, in quotes.
Yes.
Supposed movement that, you know, where you got to take it to religion a little bit more aggressively than just sitting back and getting stoned and saying, you know, dumb.
Yeah, I mean.
But Dawkins and Sam Harris are kind of the triumvirate of right now of For some reason, people think that they speak for all atheists.
Right.
But the three of them are specifically out really saying it's Islam.
Yes.
That it's Islam.
Right.
We need to be blaming the religion more.
And they fault Obama, right, for not saying Islamic jihadist, right? Because they think Obama should say that.
Yeah, I don't know if they... I think Marr might understand the political process involved a little bit more in not be saying that, but
I mean, it just don't you not. Think it just know. Incites people? It's dangerous.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, by constantly tying that to Islam and the religion of Islam, don't you think it just incites the lunatics over here?
Well, right. It and further alienates and ISIS wins because
right.
Then you've got assholes like that jerk off down in Arizona who's riding around getting a bunch of trucks and putting Confederate flags on them and going to mosques
and these idiots that
protesting outside of mosques.
Yeah. And how about the idiots at the draw Muhammad contest?
Right. That asshole. Stupid. Pam Geller. That hideous rambling troll.
But am I right to understand like that's the reason. I don't know. People talk about it like that. That's why you don't say things like Islamic jihadists, because it sort of implies that they're all jihadists.
Right. But they got mad at Hillary also, because in the Democratic debate that was over the weekend, she failed to say Islamic.
Oh, my God.
Terrorism. Now, she said radical jihadi.
Right.
There aren't a lot of Scientologist jihadis.
We don't know that.
There aren't a lot of Catholic jihadis.
Dude.
I think that narrows it down by using the word jihadi.
Right. You know, there's a Scientology church in Chicago? Totally freaked me out. Yeah. I didn't think... it just doesn't seem like a Scientology type city. It's one on the north side in Lincoln Park.
Everywhere.
Freaky.
Here's Todd Lee Starnes continuing his insight.
Mass marching in the streets, denouncing and condemning these jihadists for doing this in the name of their religion.
Yeah, I don't understand that either. And for a while there, I was like, okay, well, all right, does everybody have to get out there and march in the streets? But I mean, some cursory condemnation.
Oh my God. This drives me fucking nuts. There's a story on Facebook that we put up that is about Sean Hannity, that square-headed...
Hamhead.
Yeah, that moron.
He looks like a pug face. He's got a pug face.
And he was spewing this bullshit of, you know, well, why aren't the Muslims condemning this worldwide? Why aren't the mainstream? And then the stories from, I think it's Media Matters.
Yes.
And then Media Matters goes on to list every organization, all these countries...
That have condemned it.
That are Muslim countries... that immediately released statements saying, we decry this. This is horrible. We're against this.
It is the party of bullshit. These Republicans, no matter what you do or what you say, they will say exactly what they want. No, they don't give a fuck about any kind of reality. Muslims aren't condemning this. Yes, they are. You just had a whole list of them.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Dickheads.
Sean Hannity, thank God.
It's just, he is particularly douchey. You know what I mean? So condescending.
The
icky.
A caller to his radio station said, what is in the Quran is exactly what ISIS is.
What is in the Quran is exactly what ISIS is doing. Exactly what ISIS is doing.
And Hannity says, that's correct. In other words, take neither Christians or Jews for your friends.
Yeah,
it should be nor.
Yes. Okay.
All of those quotes that I have brought up many, many times. And this is a quote. Moderate Muslims don't speak out enough against the hijacking of their religion.
Jesus Christ. By the way, I'm sorry. I hate to sound like the PC police, you big ham haste fuck nut. Why are you hijacked in that sentence? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I don't mean to be extra sensitive, but geez.
Jordan's,
what a dick.
Jordan's King Abdullah expressed deep
regret and sadness, pledge solidarity with France. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi offered condolences and expressed solidarity with Paris.
Yes.
Such terrorist attacks will not weaken the will of peace-loving countries, al-Sisi said.
Wow, what does that mean? I don't know how to interpret that.
Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Sabah al-Sabah sent a cable of condolence to France, condemning these criminal acts of terrorism, which run counter to all teachings of holy faith
and
humanitarian values.
What up with that? See? You're lying. They are speaking out against this fucking thing, you fucking idiot.
Bahrain, Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad al-Khalifa.
Holy shit, hit the applause button for yourself. I don't have any access to the controls. Applause it now.
I can applaud myself.
Well,
it's the story of my life.
Yeah, you. Oh, there you go. There you go. Give it up for Pat, everybody. Those names are brutal. God, that sounds like a redneck.
Okay, he condemned it. The Iraqi prime minister, condemned the attacks. Morocco's King Mohammed condemned the attacks.
There you go, baby.
Guess what? These are all Muslims.
Bam. You see. You're not telling the truth, you asshole. And all your fucking little fans are like, yes, Muslims hate us.
The head of the Sunni Islam's leading seat of learning, I don't know what that means.
Right.
Cairo's Al-Azhar on Saturday condemned the hateful attacks on Paris.
Fuck you.
Ahmed Al-Tayeb
said,
we denounce this hateful incident. The time has come for the world to unite to confront the monster.
Yes.
Turkey. Even Iran.
Even Iran, guys,
has come out against it.
Jeez. Everyone is fucking disgusted by it, you right-wing dickheads.
But listen to the spin that's going on. Again, even that idiot Dusa yesterday
did it. Well, the Muslims just don't. Nobody's condemning this at all.
What's wrong with that guy? How does he look at himself in the mirror?
I don't know, through
Dick.
A lot of money.
Yeah. he probably makes a shit ton of cash in that job.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Of people who are bastardizing your faith, or if it's truly something you're proud of, I would think would be something you'd want to get out there in front of. I don't know.
Well, look, I just think it's prudent to take your time and vet these people coming into the country.
Which is done.
Thank you, white guy.
Our refugees are screened more than any other immigrant.
But are we doing what is prudent?
Well.
Jesus.
You heard Jeb, didn't you?
Only
let the Christians in.
Oh, great. Honestly, are we in Pakistan?
And how are you going to?
How are you going to do that?
How are you going to check?
Well, you know what? Don't they do something and God, there's some kind of horrible story of genocide that was going on in Africa. Like, if you couldn't recite something from whatever book of faith, they'd kill you. Is that what we want? You know, quick, prove that you're a Christian. Say the name of Bible verse. What's your favorite Bible verse?
Oh, well, Trump would get thrown out.
Oh, yeah.
Bullshit. I have so many.
Oh, yeah. My favorite, Impossible. Yeah. They're all fabulous. They're wonderful verses.
Oh, great. It's a great book. It's like a movie.
Right. Oh, is that what he said? It reads like a really great movie.
There's tits. There's everything. There's violence, action.
Yeah. I
picture. Intrigue.
Who do you think it
was? Zombies.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, I went through this phase for a long time. Whenever I read a book, and I don't know what this means, it doesn't mean anything. It's just, I couldn't help, and mainly because, I don't know, I was reading all these Michael Crichton books.
Yeah.
For some reason, I couldn't not picture Bob Newhart in the main character of every one of those fucking books. And I think it was because I was watching the Newhart show came on like at night at 10:30 every night, and I loved that show, you know, with Larry, Daryl, and Daryl. Hilarious.
Mm. Right.
But I pictured Bob Newhart. I wonder who Donald Trump pictures as Jesus when he's reading the Bible. Who do you think? George Clooney?
Oh, got some white, yeah. younger, better abs, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh, yeah.
A young Ryan Phillippe.
Hey, yeah. What's that? Who's the douche that quit One Direction? What's his name? Zayn, the fuckface?
Zayn something.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. One Direction. Posers.
He's brown, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's way too brown to be.
Well, perfect for Jesus. Yeah. Who do you picture? Jesus? I mean, Jim Caviezel, because that's what our white privileged fucking culture has made us picture.
Yeah.
That sucks. You ruined Jesus for me, Mel Gibson. Fuck you.
Are we done with this, Todd? Oh, no, here's two more Todd Starnes.
And the Obama administration strongly objects to this. But the fact of the matter is, it may be a moot point.
The Obama administration does not. They've said that they need to undergo a stringent vetting process. We've said that.
Yes. Everyone's being vetted.
The Obama administration just wants to open it up and allow them to dive in.
I've got all these. We need to vet these brown people extra hard.
Is that C4 strapped to your body? No, he's cheese. Oh, come right in.
Oh, my God.
President Obama welcomes you.
Jamie, we just don't know who's been coming across our southern border. And I suspect that we've got a lot of these folks just lurking and living among us.
Right. And why is the Obama administration objecting?
Lurking.
Yep.
Lurking. Really? I mean,
southern
really,
border, by the way.
Lurking.
They don't fly in.
They lurk.
Somehow they leap across the border.
Them wily Mexicans done lurked over the border. And what the fuck? Wait, by the way, what
you
is
know
this?
They found that prayer rug.
Lurking. Them Syrian refugees that had all their shit taken, that suffered, that had to walk with everything that they could pack into a plastic bag across a fucking desert.
Right.
They're lurking. My God.
Lurking.
To being careful about who comes into the country. I mean, I don't understand why that's a problem. I mean, obviously you can debate all you want the banning of Syrian refugees.
Which is what everybody wants to do on that side. Why is Todd Starnes pretending that his side is not advocating for putting a big giant dome over the country?
That's right.
And not letting anything browner than a snowflake through.
Biodome. Do you remember that television show? Oh, we watched that. Yeah, yeah. You guys, hey, tweet in if you dug Biodome. Tweet us your favorite scene at Crab Diving.
Might be, for some people, too extreme. But at the very least, let's vet these individuals.
Jamie, I really and honestly think that with this administration, the moral high ground, they would rather have a nuclear bomb go off in an American city than profile someone who might be a terrorist.
There you go.
My
There's
God.
The false equivalency of...
False equivalency!
If we don't somehow flay every person of Syrian origin coming in and examine every cell in their body. Obviously, you want a nuclear device to go off.
Well, he said nuclear.
Yeah.
He didn't say nuclear.
Well, I'll say nuclear.
God, I'm fucking shocked.
I think they think in their minds the moral high ground, that would be the moral high ground. It's just really outrageous.
So there you go.
Oh, my God.
It's really outrageous.
It's really outrageous, asshole.
It's outrageous that they don't want to rake people over the coals when they try to come in here.
Fuck
and
you.
Escape from bombs dropping.
Oh, my God.
Horrific, horrific,
nuts.
Horrific people. ringing in.
Oh, it's just so racist, dude. It's so racist and totally hateful. Think about what these people are going through.
They can't. They don't care. There's a lot of memes running around on the internet. Go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, or follow us on the Twitter at crabdiving. Tweet us during the show if you
want. That's right.
We're here for another, 40 or so minutes live here on the Tuesday, if you're listening. If it ain't that time, hey, thanks for downloading us.
Right.
Or listening to the rerun.
Thank you.
Buy shit on Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Portal.
Tony Perkins.
Oh, God. This guy is a total dick. He's a twunt.
Of the Family Research Council on his radio show. He's got one, God. Too. Every asshole can have one.
Crabdiving.com
24/7. He was interviewing a representative, a really just a big stringy dollop of pussy snot from Arkansas by the name of Steve Womack, a representative who introduced a bill to, he wants to take
passports away.
Oh my God.
For many U.S. citizens suspected.
Yes.
Of joining a terrorist organization.
Oh yeah.
Suspected.
Wow. That sounds like some witch hunt shit. That sounds like you better be white if you want to keep your passport.
So listen to these two idiots.
Creepy, man.
Again, just wrapping their mouths around the schwants of ISIS and waiting for the cum to bathe their uvulas.
Holy
there
shit.
There have been estimates of hundreds of people that could be classified as kind of foreign fighters ranging around America on our soil. I don't know what the numbers are. I just know that with our loose border and the capacity to move in and out on passports and the fact that our government has not revoked any passports that I know about right now, that it's plausible to believe that we could potentially have the same thing brewing in our country that obviously demonstrated and manifested itself on Friday.
How well, terrifying.
No, duh. Right?
Right, sure of course.
Do. I'm sure in a country of 360, 70 million people, there may be a few assholes who hate us and want to do shit.
Right.
Look at the Tsarnaev brothers. That was two. Look how much damage those two homegrown amateur assholes were able to do.
And look what we're paying attention to.
And guess what? With the ease that these morons can go down to a gun show and pick up a fucking Kalashnikov.
I'm so glad we have so many guns available. You know, how come Donald Trump didn't say, Jesus, this mass shooting would have been a lot more easier to pull off in America? Yeah. I mean, really, it probably would have.
A crowded theater of escaping people. It would have been great to have 10 or 15 more people slinging lead.
Jeez.
Yeah, perfect.
He's such a dick.
In France.
I agree with you. I do think that it's less likely to happen in the South. Where
listen to this.
Oh my listen fucking to this. God. Them liberal pussies.
I wish I was in the land of cotton.
I love this.
Whole time there.
You know, I just love this because there's that, like, don't you think it's just bullshit? Like, the South is masculine and it's tough.
Oh, absolutely. Here we
and
go.
It's rugged.
And Tony Perkins couldn't be a weenier, whiter, scrawnier, obnoxious, more doughy-looking asshole.
Isn't he like an internet radio pussy?
And a Christo ass wipe.
You are a Christo nene.
Oops, I went too far back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, listen to this weird shit happening.
What is that? Is it? Ooh. What's wrong?
I'm going to reload this motherfucker. Reload. There's some weird shit going on.
I hope we're... Are we still going out?
Yes, we're... No,
we've been taken off the air by the man.
That was the replay.
Oh, shit.
What's going on?
There have been estimates of any passports that I know about right now that it's plausible to believe that we could potentially have the same thing brewing in our country that obviously demonstrated and manifested itself on Friday in France.
Keep going.
I agree with you. I do think that it's less likely to happen in the South.
Oh, yes.
Where more of the citizens are armed. No, I'm serious. I mean, I think...
No, I'm not laughing to make a joke out of it. I'm just telling you, as a concealed carry permit guy myself, and as somebody that represents a great district in the 3rd District of Arkansas, where...
Oh, man, I mean,
like
it's
us,
getting steamy in this motherfucker.
I agree.
Less likely it would happen there, if you want to make a statement, there are many targets in the South that go right to the heart of who we
Reload.
Are as Americans.
That's true, but we know how to defend ourselves.
We certainly do, and we always will.
Listen to these two.
I got one in the chamber.
Seriously, I mean, they're breaking their wrists to try to give
Yummy.
Each other a reach around.
Oh, God, let me suck your big gun nut dick.
It's so scary. You know, I don't think that would happen in the South.
Fuck white people.
All
fuck
those
us.
Mincing pussies in the North. You know what's going to happen there.
Oh, yes. The South. Oh, yeah. They won't be able to. Nothing will happen. You mean all their roads and bridges will work?
You mean they might attack our more civilized areas? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Nobody's going to go after rural Alabama.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about you. Nobody gives a fuck about you. You. These are the people that think their home's getting invaded. They're going to have a home invasion from terrorists.
Right.
Black people are coming from the urban areas to take my fucking shit.
The Mexicans are... You know, somehow teleporting over the border.
You gonna take my entertainment center? Fuck you.
It's just massive
Oh, it's just so stupid.
Massive craziness going
on. No one is coming for your ass. No one gives a shit about you. No one gives a fuck about you.
There's probably not a lot of that happening.
Boo.
I'm more worried about angry white people.
Right.
Here in this country.
Oh, dude, totally. Angry white people are the fucking worst. Horrible.
Uh-oh.
Breaking. Oh, shit. This just in.
Breaking news.
What happened?
Ladies and gentlemen. Huge news.
Huge.
We've lost a member of the clown car.
Oh no, they pass away or they just out of the race?
Well, politically and career wise, hopefully passed away, but still alive on the planet.
Can I guess?
But one of the members of the clown car announced
Huckabee
today that he is suspending his campaign.
It's not Huckabee
for Republican nomination, saying it's not my time.
Who's that guy that nobody knows? Is it that guy? The boring dude that no one knows?
Oh, Jim Gilmore.
Yeah.
God, I think he's still in it.
Is he really?
Holy shit. I think Jim Gilmore is still fucking in.
Is it Ted Cruz?
It is not Ted Cruz.
Oh, I know who it is. Rand Paul.
It is not Rand Paul.
Motherfucker. Then who? Stop it. Hey, who is it?
Bobby Jindal.
Oh, how sad.
Piyush. Bobby Jindal
of, Bobby.
The governor.
Better luck next time, stupid.
Of Louisiana, fresh from leaving Louisiana, tossed and discarded and used on the side of the road, decimated. The fact that he was running around trying to crow about his weird fucking accomplishments.
I'm so surprised, aren't you, that he wasn't more successful?
I'm
shocked that the people look at Louisiana like, oh, you mean that's the guy, you want to vote for the guy that ran Louisiana? Oh, yeah, please, let's hire him. We want the country to look like Louisiana. That would be great.
So Piyush, big news, ladies and gentlemen.
So Piyush, what are you going to do with your time now that you're not running for president?
Well, he can't be governor again. They have term limits, so he's...
What's he going to do?
Book tour, speaking tour.
Oh, wow. Is he a good writer, you think? You maybe think he's an amazing writer?
Well, maybe he's oiling up his hole for vice president.
I'm dropping out to allow time to oil the hole.
Yeah.
It's just an all-day thing.
He's doing some manscaping down there.
Who would want Bobby Jindal as your VP candidate? I mean, no one liked him. From looking at the numbers, no one liked him. Why would anybody running for president right now pick any of these losers?
Evangelical, I guess, try to shore up the evangelical base a little bit.
Hey, shore up this base, bitch. it just seems weird. They're not popular at all. No one likes them. Bye-bye, Bobby.
2016 Republican primary.
Oh, that doesn't work.
Boing, boing.
I'm pressing a button.
Bye-bye, Bobby. Go fuck yourself.
There you go.
We're going to miss you.
You want to hear a little bit of Trump?
Fuck you, Bobby.
Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, on what he would do
ISIS. Shoot him in the fucking face.
This is at a rally in public in front of people.
Put my balls on their face.
Meanwhile, I think they couldn't even find a black face to put in special seats behind him.
What do we got to do? I want to be more appealing to the ethnic community.
And there's a guy... You'll be surprised. A big, rotundish, older white guy.
A bear.
In the seats behind.
A daddy.
Who is wearing an American flag shirt.
Fuck you.
But it's like a Tom Jonesy kind of, it's cut down. He's got a gold chain around his neck.
What?
Isn't that fucking bizarre?
That's the weirdest fucking thing. Does he have shoulder pads?
It looks like there might be shoulder pads.
Oh, you know what? That outfit, dude,
he
couldn't find anything, so he had to borrow his wife's American flag blouse.
Oh. Okay.
My wife didn't wash my favorite flag shirt to wear her blouse with the booby darts.
I'm stretching it out in God the titty damn. Region.
Yeah.
Here's Donald Trump.
God.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Wait a second.
Wait. We were the only ones listening to that.
Here we go.
Whoa. Whoa, this is great.
ISIS is making a tremendous amount of money because they have certain oil camps, right? They have certain areas of oil that they took away. They have some in Syria, some in Iraq. I would bomb the shit out of them.
I'd fuck them up.
Listen to that.
Oh, my God. Listen. Okay.
And all these old white people are thrilled. Boners that haven't moved since Nixon was president are starting to twitch. Panties that haven't moistened.
I mean, you think maybe there's some more, I don't know. I mean, listen, even if you agree with that sentiment, don't you want for a little more from your leader?
Then bombing the shit out of them? Yeah, I think so.
Is there? Are you sure was that Donald Trump, or is that a clip from John Kerry? Did he actually say
he
that?
He did.
I would bomb the shit out of him.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Come on.
I would just bomb those suckers. And that's right. I'd blow up the pipes. I'd blow up the reef. I'd blow up every single inch. There would be nothing left. And you know what? You'll get Exxon to come in there in 2 months. You ever see these guys, how good they are, the great oil companies? They'll rebuild that sucker brand new. It'll be beautiful. And I'd ring it, and I'd take the oil. And I said, I'll take the oil.
That's what they said last time. That's what they fucking said last time. Don't you remember? We're going to invade Iraq, and then the price of oil is going to be nothing because we're going to take all their fucking oil.
Yeah, it's going to be coming out of tits. Every woman will be lactating oil because of all the oil we're going to have.
Oh, my God. How is anyone on this planet swallowing that load?
I don't.
I mean, come on, guys.
It's incomprehensible to me.
Something has to happen to the GOP. I mean, do you think it would help if they were smarter? I mean, would it matter?
Fox fucking news.
I mean, God.
Seriously, Fox cunting news. Because listen to this clip that we've got from...
What the fuck is their fucking problem?
The evil propagandists. Stupid. God, I know I'm a big old baby-eating, dinosaur-believing-in atheist.
Fuck you.
But...
Lee.
I forgot my point. Somebody
I'm sorry.
Put the train back on.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're a dinosaur eating, baby loving atheist.
Remember why I was,
but you don't. It's something about you don't want anyone telling you how to feel.
Okay, that's exactly.
Was it? No, that was it. No, that was your point. You don't want anyone telling you what to believe. You don't want Donald Trump is saying, "Let's go blow the shit out of ISIS."
Right?
He's nuts.
This is from Fox, and oh, it's Hannity.
Oh, God.
So prepare your ear holes, ladies and gentlemen.
Ham face.
He's got a guest on.
Right.
Who is a former, now remember, this is one of their pundits, this is one of their experts they go to.
Fuck you.
On Fox.
Yes.
First of all, he dresses like he should be on The Sopranos, this guy. Bo Dietl is his name. And Dietl?
Bo Dietl. I think it's Bo Diddler.
And he's a former New York City cop.
Fuck you.
And detective.
Hey.
Who now is a security expert.
I'm going to crack some skulls.
Here is fascism defined.
Yeah.
Joining us now, former NYPD detective Bo Dietl, former CIA officer.
Dietl.
Diddler.
Let me skip ahead.
That's Diddler to you.
We can take refugees in if we do it in a smart way. But if you don't take away.
I'm trying to find this.
Recognizing, won't recognize. It's pathological that he won't recognize radical Islam.
It is absolutely.
This is they're talking about.
You know what's pathological?
President.
Is how these fucking cops.
6 minutes for an interview.
Oops, sorry.
How these fucking cops profile people of color. That's fucking pathological, isn't it?
It is.
They want to put him in the Rebel Hotel. One idiot that owns the Rebel Hotel says, bring the Syrians over to the Rebel Hotel in New Jersey.
All right, let me ask you something, because some good people have a hard time grasping that these people can go into a crowded theater and start shooting innocent men, women, and children. That's just evil in our time.
Yeah.
Well, how are we having a hard time grasping that?
Oh, yes. We're not, because I can think of lots of white people doing that, can't you? And they're not from Syria.
Well, sure.
They're from here.
Here's, I'm trying to find the specific part.
Strategy right now. We have to be at the front edge of the spear. We're all tired from the war on terror, but if you don't take away the territory, they'll do it. They want to kill us.
We broke so many plots by eavesdropping on these radical mosques. We've got to do it again, and let's stop worrying about people's rights.
Oh, shit.
Let's stop worrying about people's rights.
Well, hey, at least you got to respect this right-wing nut job for just coming out and fucking saying it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, thanks for being honest. You're the only one.
I mean, and that's not even, I'm not counting that as a Godwin's law, because that's the definition.
It's not Godwin's law.
Let's throw rights. Fuck people's rights. We've stopped shit by
and is that
keep
true?
An eye on these mosques. I don't know if that's true.
These assertions that he's throwing out, let's fact check this shit.
So that's Fox News. Presenting, even if Fox News comes out and says, well, he's just a, you know, the our pundits' opinions don't represent bullshit.
Well, I mean, yeah, okay, maybe they disagree with their opinions, but the validity, and I mean, when they put out their like law enforcement expert, isn't Fox sort of vouching for that person? Well, they're saying he's a law enforcement expert.
And they're presenting it again. As if it is an equal and viable alternative and opinion. Like to have Tony Perkins on to talk about gay rights
is kind of ridiculous.
Because he is the tip of the dick of the hateful anti-gay minority. They're the lunatics who want to throw gay people in jail.
And there's a couple of noisy ones, right?
Right.
They're all at the front edge of the tip of the dick, right? What did that guy say? We're all at the front edge of the sword.
Spear.
We need to produce a podcast. The tip of the from the edge of the spear.
The tip of the spear.
That's so stupid.
Just the tip.
Yep. All shaft, baby.
It's
a colossal asshole party today. I mean, everybody's just a fucking dick.
I've got a story from.
How humane of everyone, by the way. Way to open your arms and welcome these people that are suffering in Syria.
Right.
We're a rich fucking country. We can handle some refugees.
I've got. The Germans are taking 800,000 plus.
I'm not kidding. Obama should be pushing to have the most, because we're America. We have the most fucking money, the most resources. We have a big ass fucking country. We should have the most, and it's gross if we don't. I'm sorry.
But they're all terrorists.
That's how we should lead. You know what makes me fucking nuts? Military leader and all this bullshit. What if we were the humanitarian leader in a bunch of shit? Why can't we fucking do that?
We wouldn't be in this in the first place. If we were the humanitarian leader,
true.
Instead of the let's bomb the shit out of people and take their oil people.
Why are we let's bomb the shit out of people? That sucks. That fucking blows.
A member of the Texas legislature, which is a warm and fuzzy.
Don't mess with Texas.
A warm,
fuck you, George.
Fuzzy group of people.
Fuck everyone.
His by the name of Tony Dale, state representative. Republican.
Oh, shit.
From Cedar Park.
Fuck you.
Texas. sent a letter.
He wrote it himself. Bullshit.
Who knows? To Governor Greg Abbott.
This dickhead. He's my favorite. I don't even go. He's the guy that wished the Texas Rangers congratulations on winning the American League pennant. Oops. And they lost. And they lost. You fucking moron.
It didn't go well.
No. They didn't win, stupid. But you said they did. On Twitter.
He's also the one that said he would keep the Texas National Guard keeping an eye on the Jade Helm, the evil Jade Helm invasion.
You know, I wonder if Anthony Weiner looks at the mistake Governor Abbott made on Twitter by mistakenly wishing the Texas Rangers, you know, congratulations. I bet he wish he could switch.
Yeah.
His snap.
Yeah, he'll take that one back. He doesn't care about the Jade Helm thing.
He tweeted out his dick. Hilarious.
State Representative Tony Dale's concerned about these refugees, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. What?
And he's worried about them specifically coming into Texas.
Fuck you.
You know why?
Hey.
Because it's so easy to get a gun in Texas.
Oh, shit, you see? we got to make it so white people get guns, and that's it.
He said current Texas laws, combined with how the federal government grants rights to refugees, would allow the newly arrived Syrians to arm themselves immediately.
Wait, I thought more guns made us more safe.
Under federal law, a refugee is granted special privileges, he says, which allows them to get a driver's license to find work easier.
Fuck you.
He says that would also allow them to engage in terrorist activities. They could get a job at the airport, for example, and they could plant something on a plane like we saw in the Sinai Peninsula recently when the Russian airline was taken down.
Oh.
They could board a plane legally in the United States.
They could come get all of our white daughters.
But they can't, you know, put you on a plane. he says that maybe.
Yes.
They should amend Texas laws.
Here we go. Only white people.
Like another state. I don't know how this guy's going to be run out of his state.
Oh, yeah.
Because the state that he invokes.
Yes.
They should be more like.
Right. Not quote, Alabama.
Quote, California.
What? Oh, they're going to tar and feather this guy.
When they issue driver's licenses to non-citizens specifically.
Right.
It says that it is not to be used for a federal purpose.
Oh, so you can't get a gun. You can't use your gun to get a driver.
Right. Not to be used for employment, and that means it cannot be used to board a plane. Presumably, it could not be used to purchase a gun, he says.
God.
According to Ross Story, under Texas law, there's no waiting period.
Oh, man.
No registration. Meanwhile, abortion?
Oh, no, we can't have that.
72-hour wait.
72-hour wait.
Gun?
There you go. There you go. We don't want to rethink whatever rage fueled plan you have.
And all you need to do is show a state issued ID
of some sort.
Meanwhile, the vote, they're trying to make it so that is it Texas? I know some states, surely Texas, they're gonna try it too. They want to make it so that I think it is Texas. You can vote with your gun card.
Oh. Okay.
Your gun registration carry permit
okay.
in Texas.
Reasonable.
But not a state-issued government Texas college ID.
Oh, wow. So it's...
You know why?
Oh, I think I do, Pat.
Because young people vote.
And they're smarter.
Democratic.
Yes. And Democrats are what?
Smarter.
There you go, baby. There you go, stupid.
And then,
jeez,
effective January 1st, let's not forget.
Okay.
A new law is taking effect.
Yes.
Which...
Is this the law that you have to be white to vote and or shoot?
Which will allow a concealed carry permit holder...
Yes.
...to now open carry.
No.
Under the recently passed laws.
Perfect. So. Things are progressing well in that state. Congratulations to everyone.
Yes.
Good job. shithole.
Congratulations to Texas.
Who goes to Texas? I mean, like, what do they get any tourism business?
Sure.
If anybody listening has gone to Texas on vacation, please tweet us at Crab Diving and explain yourself. What do you do there?
Well, the coast is nice.
I go to Austin. Is it?
San Antonio is nice.
Sharks.
Corpus Christi is cool.
Beautiful.
there's great parts of it.
Like what? You named
just
a couple.
Said.
Yeah, do you ever think about going to El Paso on a vacation?
I hear El Paso is lovely. Yeah. Oh, there's a Golden Corral in El Paso.
That is, you know, I drove through that city on the way here with my brother. It was like, honestly, that was one of the worst road trips ever. But a lot of that, you know, it's a rough trip. Lost a car during that
trip. Yeah, a car died in the middle of nowhere. Oh, God.
But we were
trapped for 2 days?
Oh, yes. This guy down the street that made food, he had a flat head. He was high from the oven cleaner. I drove through El Paso, and my thoughts were, this is the worst city
in
the country. It has to be.
Why?
It's just a general shithole. It's just gross. Everything about it's disgusting. All the rest areas. I went through this one particular rest stop there. It's just, the whole place was dirty. I don't know how you get a whole building to smell like a urinal cake. Nice. El Paso, to me, when I think El Paso, I think urinal cake. It's just disgusting. And if, again, if anyone's listening, I apologize. It's a horrible place. It's gross.
Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. Texas.
Ugh.
Vandals hurled feces and ripped a Quran.
See what I mean? It's a horrible fucking state.
At a an Islamic center.
Great.
In Pflugerville. With a PF, like Pfeiffer. Pflugerville, Texas.
Von Pfluger.
An Islamic center.
Nine!
They are investigating as a hate crime. Yeah. Do you think?
Oh, yeah. It's a hate crime. In Texas, don't they just default to hate crime?
They ripped apart a Quran left at the mosque's front door and then splattered fecal matter all over the entryway.
Congratulations, guys. Good job. Wonderful.
Yep. Texas.
Hey.
Congratulations, Fox News. Congratulations, Texas.
Right. Please continue to threaten to secede.
Just for the hell of it, that was Raw story, but they cite a local Texas station. Well, I'm going to
look at the comments,
head over there and see if there be, oh, there's no comments. How
look
sad.
You.
Quite saddened by the fact that they don't have their comments enabled, you pussies. Especially in Texas. Mosque vandalized with feces and a torn Quran. There was no physical damage. Cleanup costs were estimated to be about $150, it says.
Right.
Profoundly embarrassing. Oh, there we go. And I just wonder how many comments.
Oh, yeah. Lovely comments.
Yeah. I wonder how many comments are going to be. They deserve it. Fuck them.
Jesus.
KXAN. Let's see if KXAN in-depth coverage.
KXCAX.
See if they're dumb enough to have their... Where is Pflugerville, by the way?
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful part of Texas.
Near Round Rock, near Austin, north of Austin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, comments.
No comments.
There is a comment.
Oh, okay.
They're
burning in hell. Woo.
Yeah, that's a good... I think that's a good one. That's a good comment. That's
okay.
People who are...
Reasonable people, boring.
Against.
Yes.
My heart goes out. Oh yeah. So okay, I guess I'm underestimating the people of Pflugerville in the area. I guess it's Austin TV. So those are, I guess they're going to be pretty liberal, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Austin's beautiful there. I've never heard an oversell on a city more than Austin. Oh, it's great. But you got to go to Austin. Everybody in Texas just tells you, oh, Austin, it's an amazing city. It can't be that great.
Well, here's one. At least it's feces and not 129 dead French people.
Oh, okay. Jeez. What does that mean?
I think this guy is apologizing. I mean, thinking it's okay. It's okay to rip up a Quran and shit on it and then smear shit all over the front of an Islamic center because,
it's what you do.
Because those Muslims are killing French people.
Well, that's what Jesus would have done. Jesus would have shit on the Quran.
Here's a comment from the story. The story at one point says extra patrols monitoring religious institutions for possible threats against Muslim religion. So police are, starting to drive by a little more often.
Yeah, they're nervous.
Isn't that great that our police now have to be worried about the xenophobic knuckle draggers who are throwing poo-poo
right
at mosques and at Islamic centers? So this person in this comment quotes that about the extra patrols and then says, wow, how about watching out for all Americans for a terrorist attack?
Oh, my God. For the problem with white people, even if for one second, it's not all about you. They lose their fucking mind. What about me? What about my Jesus? What about Jesus on my fucking coffee cup? Me. My God.
And then people rightfully jump on him, and then he defends himself. I said all Americans, regardless of your belief, really? Your priority at this time is poop at a mosque. I truly wish terrorists in general would hit us with poop and not bullets.
Oh, my God. Is he saying he's...
So we should not care.
Right.
Fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Fling shit. Go ahead. Yeah. We understand.
Deface. Go ahead. Have your property defaced. It shouldn't bother you.
We shouldn't worry about that.
My God. And by the way, if you believe in a sky god,
whatever, fine. But don't get your panties in a wad because you're the other guy that believes in some sky guy that's kind of different.
Right.
Don't worry about that. Just none of it exists. This is all ridiculous. Oh my God. It's so stupid.
Oh, and here we go with the Alex Jonesers. I can't believe how naive the general population is. Most of these incidents are faked.
Is this an episode of Punk'd? Did Ashton Kutcher, did he organize this?
Here's another one with the name Molin Labe. Faked for sure.
Yeah, man.
Faked for sure. It's just as fake as the poop swastika at Mizzou.
What's that?
That's the racist, somebody smeared shit at Missouri. That's one of the incidents that led up to the...
And that was also a false
the
flag.
Races. Oh, well, according to this guy, of course.
There's so many liberal conspiracies. We must be, tremendous organizers and coordinators. Do you imagine?
What this guy says, one should not discard the possibility that this was staged or intentionally instigated.
Oh, shit. But it was! It was! Second City just admitted to this.
Bakris... Those who take historic terrorists, the likes of Abu Bakr, Omar, Aisha, Khalid bin Walid, and others, as their role models, are capable of doing anything. Any place where they invoke the blessings on the souls of historic terrorists,
oh my God,
named above, and forcefully brainwash their kids through rote memorization to love and to admire them. Well, what does that sound like to you? Forcing kids to memorize... and venerate historical figures.
Let me think about it, Pat. That sounds like ding, ding, ding. Show me Christianity.
Why aren't you standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah. Take a knee.
God, these are terrifying.
Fucking ridiculous.
It is not a church, this person. Diana Morrison. This.
Oh, God. It's not a church.
Waffle. No. It's not a church. There's a difference. And such hate crimes are so often faked.
Hello, Mr. Kuntwaffer.
What a disgusting country we live in right now. So many people are just vile.
We are a giant stack of Kuntwaffers.
Listen to these comments of these hate-filled xenophobes. And you know every single goddamn one of these white fucks that is typing out these hate-filled
They all have AOL comments. Addresses.
Leap to church on Sundays.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Jesus.
Sure.
Disgusting. It's really gross.
It is. It's kind of depressing, you know? I mean, God, are we this ass backwards? You think about people in Europe looking at us. They just must think we're idiots, man.
Oh, yeah.
How embarrassing.
Got, you know, they're working on it there, too. They've got Le Pen, Marine Le Pen, and her group of right-wing hate-filled assholes. That group in Germany. There's the...
Nine.
The group in Britain, the UKIP.
Hello.
UK Independent Party. That
stupid.
Are, yeah. That
They're
are,
like the Tea Party, right?
Kick out all the immigrants. Kick out all the backies. Kick out all the brown people. Close the borders. Or wait. Close the borders.
Close them.
Actually, it's more like, close the fucking bloater. Cause of bloater. Giant fuck.
Fuck you.
Fuck up to the U.
Yeah.
We only got a couple minutes here. I've got a list. We like lists.
Oh, yes.
This is, I just saw another headline. Arkansas judge accused of coercing young men into sex in exchange for lighter sentences.
Oh, man.
Arkansas judge targeted young Caucasian male litigants.
That's the fuck your time away program.
Yeah.
Never heard of that?
Man.
Jeez, how do you orchestrate that shit? I mean, there must have been... actually happening,
private meetings in your chambers. How how do you get the message to him? You don't go through the lawyer.
Well, maybe you do. Maybe his connection was, fuck, I don't know. How would you do that?
I think you probably have somehow a private moment with the kid, and somehow I don't know.
God, maybe the defense attorney's like, listen, this is Judge so and so. You know, you've heard about him, right? Shit. Is that Alabama?
The American Family Association, Texas.
Oh, Texas.
The American Family Association has released its annual Naughty or Nice list, which lets you know which national chains celebrate Christmas.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love this list.
And which don't.
I'm going to boycott you, celebrate us.
Let's see. Starbucks is surprisingly not on the naughty list.
Right. Well, they're very naughty. So naughty, they can't be mentioned. What about Arby's? Naughty or nice?
The nice stores, there's a whole bunch of them.
Yes.
Of course, Hobby Lobby's in there.
Subway?
Cracker Barrel. L.L. Bean, Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus, Menards. Now, these aren't necessarily
Menards.
Heinous, Christo-fascist, you know.
No, they just have Santa Claus shit all
over
the
place. Or they say Merry Christmas.
Menards does, probably because they sell like all those giant inflatable Santas and shit like that.
In order to receive 5-star rating, they must promote and celebrate Christmas on an exceptional basis.
Yes.
Company use the term Christmas on a regular basis. They consider that Christmas friendly. Now, marginal.
Yes.
On the marginal list means they refer to Christmas infrequently or in a single advertising medium, but not in others.
Not enough. These guys aren't doing it enough. Is that right?
Flowers.
Oh, okay.
Bath and Body Works, Best Buy.
More Jesus, guys.
CVS.
You could do better.
Safeway. Starbucks is only marginal.
Oh.
True Value, Walgreens, and Whole Foods. Naughty. Company may use Christmas sparingly.
Sharper image, right?
But as a company does not recognize it.
Oh, God.
Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Family Dollar, Foot Locker, The Limited, Maurice's.
Uh-huh.
Office Depot.
Okay.
Office Max.
Oh, wow.
PetSmart.
<They're>
Staples.
PetSmart. It's a puppy mill.
Super Value.
Super.
I don't think PetSmart sells puppies, do they?
Oh, yeah. I thought they did. Don't they sell animals?
I think they do, but I don't know if they're a mill.
Are you all right?
It's disgusting. Steinmart, Super Value.
Super.
And Victoria's Secret has made the naughty list.
Well, I need more Jesus in that there, bro.
The American Family.
Wow.
Association.
Wow, so, thanks, American Family. Who gives a fuck? What are people supposed to do with this information?
Well, they know what companies to frequent and to visit, the ones that believe in Jesus and like Christmas.
I can go to Menards, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us here today on this Tuesday edition of Crab Diving Live.
Yay.
We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
The year of our Lord.
And available at iTunes and Stitcher. Leave us a good
review.
Please. Also at crabdiving.com. Don't forget, tonight, brand new sparkling Hollywood Hicks, 7 p.m. Pacific. He'll be talking extensively, I'm sure.
Fuck you.
About how Charlie Sheen spread his seed like a fucking sprinkler. His AIDS-ridden seed.
Get it in your eye.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Follow his Twitter, at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
And we're back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.